Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well,
good morning.
It's running commentary. It's the Parkland Walk near Paul's house, and it's a beautiful day in this week of incredibly temperate February weather we've been having.
Incredible, isn't it? To be enjoyed and worried about simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you're running,
I saw an article written. Am I only one? Am I the only one? It's like, no, I haven't. There hasn't been any conversation about this weather which didn't mention that it's worryingly warm.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? No, you're literally one of everyone.
Yeah. But it is nice to. It really makes you want to get out running in it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Particularly as it starts cold for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Is that actually something I want to dig into today? Is talk about marathons. It's lovely how. I mean, this weather is a bit like April weather, isn't it? And London Marathon, and I'm sure the Brighton Marathon too, and Manchester can be like that. You kind of. Part of your impetus to get done and get back is because it's going to get hotter and hotter.
Yes.
You're going to use that first chill of the day.
Yeah, absolutely, in the morning. No, this is really, really nice.
The other funny thing about this is we're slightly racking up, so greetings to the you there in the future, dear listener, because it'll be mid-March by the time we'll hear this. It's probably been raining ever since.
Right, so it'll be... That'll be kind of approaching peak mileage, won't it, for London lot?
Yeah, for London, this is coming up. We're about 6 weeks out, and we're recording it about 8 weeks out, basically. And, how's it going? You want to get some miles in today. We're going to go up the Parkland Walk around the woods along to Ali Pali.
The Ali Pali little loop, a little 7 mile loop.
It's going to be lovely because it's sunny.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably do that twice and add a bit on because we're at slightly different stages. Because of my travelling and gigs, I'm not going to be able to do that many long runs in the sort of mid-March period, which is when this comes out. So I'm doing my long runs. I've started them now, so I'm hoping to do about 17 today. And just start ramping. I did 15 last week. So
I think the best thing a listener can do is to get a running commentary top as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then go out running as soon as you hear this one. And if you see me, just come and see me because Paul's away and I'm so lonely.
I'm doing so.
Don't know who to speak to.
I'm wondering why. I saw a thing on Facebook this morning. Mate.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey D sent me a message.
Hey, Mickey D.
Mickey D, input, output. And he's back on it. Did a 5K in 2036, feeling strong.
Excellent.
And 5K overweight.
Oh, I missed
Mickey D. That's the bricks on my back. There's some kind of weird challenge going on at the Adelaide Fringe with him and Alan Anderson, who's a triathlete comedy promoter.
Yes.
And they're racing half marathon at the Adelaide Fringe and for a $7,000 bet.
Oh, wow.
Which is the fee that Mickey D's getting for the festival.
Oh, he's betting his wages.
Yeah,
that's so not like him, that level of extremity.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, it just sums it up.
So he's betting his month's wages on this race. Has to represent a bit of a gamble.
That sounds like a film script.
Probably more of a gamble for Mickey D than Anderson. I'd wager.
Yeah, here we are, look.
But I won't wager $7,000.
Well, I wonder what kind of half marathon time Mickey D's on.
He's on about 1:40, you reckon?
Yeah.
So, which is swift, of course, but it represents... I don't know how fit Anderson is.
Yeah.
He's home, mate. It's really hot. It's like 41 degrees centigrade there.
Yeah.
That's a real... They used to have races like that in the sort of late 19th century.
Yeah.
Sort of, that was, sort of prize races. People yes. racing huge distances.
It's like Phileas Fogg.
For big purses. Yeah.
Is he allowed to use a hot air balloon? I say, I'll see you the first time, old chap. So you can actually make your servants and slaves do the running for you.
Yeah.
Carry me on your back, Jimmy.
But that is classic Mickey.
I know, I was going to say, I haven't heard from him in a while, and then he turns up running a 7,000 pound. I like it's all on or off.
Yeah, totally.
That really speaks to me.
Yeah, that is funny.
Hey, dog. Like excellent look from that dog.
Nice sort of
quite it looked like the dog was stopping itself from saying, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Nice. So,
lovely new top, by the way.
Oh, it's quite nice, actually. Really nice. The guy from New Balance at me on the way to yours, the package is on its...
Yeah, my stuff's coming soon.
The weather is amazing. It's like, it's so crisp and clear, it's perfect.
But am I the only one? Run ahead of me, I'm going to get the top and back because it's got a lovely panel in the back there. Nice. Really good. I got this top armour. I paid for it, paid real money for it, but I really like it.
Are you the only one who
who thinks this weather's worrying?
Yeah.
That was just a little callback when you said that. Because it is gorgeous, isn't it?
But then there's a lot of people saying... But winter's going to... People have been talking about snow in 2 weeks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's feasible because of the beast in the east. You know, it's the way the... I mean, it is the shape of the weather. We often...
You get a bit of a burst, don't you?
Feel free. Yep, let her bike. Come on through. I had to let her go. She would have gone behind us. That's very polite, isn't it?
Yes, she... Polite cyclist.
And my understanding of the weather is that there normally is a flash of really nice weather in the middle of February.
Yes.
And there's often a flash of incredibly cold weather in the middle of March.
Right.
But with the Gulf Stream slowing down, the change in British weather is it's not as changeable as it was. And weather sticks more.
Right.
So you get a nice day and then you get a nice week. Or you get a freezing cold day, you get a freezing cold week. It doesn't move on as swiftly as it did a couple of years ago. You know.
Yeah, no,
I'm not as intelligent as Donald Trump, so
you won't be able to.
I can't completely dismiss climate change. He's
tremendous February weather we're having.
He's probably the best weather he did.
Yeah.
I actually, a lot of people are saying, well, that's the worst Donald Trump impression you'll ever hear.
I actually, I don't talk like this.
So listen, we've got some fairly big... Ooh, that's nice.
There's a robin.
Fairly big running news, really. Well, it was for me when you told us your announcement at the weekend relating to Saturday morning.
Ah.
I was quite surprised by that in a good way, and... It felt good. It felt interesting. Tell us about it. Tell us what happened on Saturday morning, Rob.
I'm glad you asked me about that, Paul. I'm glad, Paul Tonkinson, that you asked me that. Now, I did the... You didn't do a parkrun on Saturday,
did you?
No. I got to Hackney Marshes, which was... It was quite tough getting there. I really nearly didn't go.
Right.
Because it was heavy mileage week. And
the
voice, the go-back-to-bed voice, said, you've already done that.
Was insistent.
You know, we're way north of 30 miles on the week.
Right.
And I think I told you last week, I felt good last week. I was kind of running, naturally getting good tempo, you know.
Right, yeah.
Went out, got home, and like, 8-minute miles without meaning to.
Yeah.
A couple of times as well.
Yeah.
Anyway... But I went to the parkrun without running to it as well.
Right.
Except for half a mile through the mist.
Which is perfect.
It was really good.
Hi, mate.
And, it got... Well, 2011, which is, you know...
Mate, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's about...
That's faster than you've run for a while.
Yeah, it's in terms of recent times, it's about a minute and a half off. And it's the fastest... I think I did a speedy one... You know, like almost, I think the last time I got anywhere near that fast was in September.
Right.
And also, even that was only near that fast.
Yeah.
That was at about the same point in training towards my last marathon. Yeah. I think that the thing is, the key thing once you get into the training is doing a parkrun where you don't run to the parkrun.
Well, it's different things, isn't it? It's yeah. sort of, you're going to get more out of it on a kind of tempo level by not running to it.
Yeah.
And it sounded like you did, because half a mile is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect warm-up, bit of a stretch, and then you just go for it.
Yeah, and also running all week, so you are kind of stretched, you know what I mean? It wasn't yeah. like
But what amazes me is that sometimes when you're really training a lot, and I'm not there now, but when you are, your body's just in that mode, and you just can run really fast at the end of hard training weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I did my 5 mile PB of like 30 minutes and 25 at the end of my hardest training week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just in that zone of mentally and physically of pushing and being strong. And it's just quite bizarre, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's really hard to read overtraining, undertraining.
Yeah.
You know, it's all stuff from a marathon point of view. It's all stuff to really try and look at to give you an idea how the taper's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, to really try and leave that, leave your body going, I'm ready.
Yeah.
On that marathon start line.
I mean, a marathon is different because, just because of the massive distance involved, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, such a different thing.
But in terms of like sprint, you know.
But my fast.
Really legging a 3 miler. You're obviously in really good shape to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we were celebrating it on Saturday, obviously, when it happened.
Yeah.
Although, actually, a little side parkrun thing. Are we going in the woods?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and is this person driving along the pavement there?
Yeah.
I didn't get a picture. It seemed mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see how she got
there. No, we thought, to be fair, I've done that.
Yeah, left-hand turning lane.
Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. Oops. Someone needs to get through these woods with a bin bag.
It's just stunned. Yeah, it's awful, isn't it, when you see little.
Yeah, I thought to myself, the nice thing is I'm doing this from home, so I won't spend the whole day in my hotel room waiting for the parkrun email to come in.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't even think about it. It doesn't matter how fast you did it.
Yeah, yeah,
don't obsess
yeah.
about it. And then I got to the parkrun just in time for the briefing. And a woman said, sorry about the trouble last week. It took a while to get the results through. Can take up to a week.
What?
I was like, up to a week? I need to know.
A week's too
I
long.
Need to surely, know.
Surely a week's too long.
It was such a good test of me telling myself it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that didn't happen. I got the results right. quickly and efficiently. Thank you. Thank you, Marshalls.
Thank
you, Marshall. And guy in Birmingham. Thank you.
And how did the how did it feel? Were you pushing it near the end? Were you
yeah.
extended? Did you were you consciously going for it?
Yeah, the way it went was I set off, I got quite near the front.
Good.
Not right at the front, but just
near enough.
So
yeah.
I could be where I wanted to be.
Yes.
Because after Birmingham, I didn't have any choice in Birmingham, it was fine. But right. it was like being in the funnel, do you know what I mean? It was,
yeah. Yeah, you
I wanted the representative time.
Yeah.
So I set off. Doing the tourism, you realise that Hackney Masters Parkrun is quite narrow at the start as well.
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
got to watch that. And it's good to have that knowledge of the fact that that road through the woods is surprisingly long.
Right.
I mean, I think it's about a mile. So, and you go there on the way there and back. So that's the meat of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I found my pace quite nicely, quite early. Last time we were there was when we recorded it.
Yeah.
So I was aware of the getting a little bit faster than that.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Felt good. Yeah, I got in a nice tangle with a guy who was... He definitely... You know, he was going faster than me in the end.
Right.
He wasn't going much faster than me. So in the middle there, we overtook each other a couple of times.
Right, okay.
Not deliberately, I don't think, just kind of, we're just trying to make the same kind of pace, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
And that was quite a good focus, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then it was very, I didn't know if it was because I was going faster because it was misty, but I noticed that I was feeling like I thought I was getting a bit paranoid that I might get wheezy and I wanted to blow my nose and stuff like this.
Right.
But I thought, don't worry about that, because you know when I run really fast, I can get a bit of asthma.
Right, okay.
It's a real pain.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. And I started trying to do a fast mile at home. Yeah. I went out the front door and ran, you know, sub 6.5 minute mile. I was really chuffed with it. And then sat for the rest of the day going, which kind of defeats the object. Anyway, so I let that not be paranoid.
Right.
But I didn't look at my watch or anything, do you know what I mean? I just knew I was making a reasonable pace. And I went out to the second hairpin, came back, and I was just hanging on, you know, just thinking, saying to myself, you're still near the same people, you're still going the same pace you have been going, just hang on, you're near there now.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much of a finish in it for me.
No, you're just hanging on, you'd establish a pace that was hard enough to keep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was just maintaining that really. I was aware of it, I think I thought about it, I didn't sort of give up on it or hollow laugh it away. And I sort of lengthened my stride a little bit. But yeah, I didn't have anything else to give, really.
That sounds great.
I had a vague awareness, but you never know if you're just making it up when you're watching people and seeing how they group.
Right.
And working out what they're going for, you know?
Yeah.
So I had this idea that a lot of people that overtook me, a lot of people, these 2 to 4 guys who overtook me in the last kilometre, I was wondering if they were going for 20 minutes.
Right.
Which simultaneously...
They had that look in their eyes.
Yeah, and that made me think that A, I was going well, and B, I was in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so it's right on the line. But I didn't know, didn't talk to anyone or anything, didn't know what the actual result was until I got it, you know.
Right.
I'd have been happy with anything sub 21.
I think it's very exciting. I think it kind of just shows you keying into competing and getting fast, maybe in a bit of a different way, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the fact that you went near the front, that you overtook and were overtaken. And,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just feels like maybe you're changing a bit as a runner, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. And the fact that, you know, the on-the-ground actual effects of that classic thing when you plan to do something or you make a resolution and then you actually live it, you know?
Yeah, all your exercises and, you know.
And parkrun.
Yeah.
I've been at parkrun nearly every Saturday this year.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I've never done them with such consistency.
Yes.
So that just means that you're building a relationship with the nature of the event.
Yeah, and tempo and distance, and you're getting used to running fast.
Yeah.
For 3 miles, what it is.
Yeah.
Your body trains, doesn't it?
And the other thing about it that's nice, and this is the ultimate thing that we have, is that sense when you lose fitness that you might be gone forever because you're old.
Yes, yeah. But you've still got... I mean, we'd all hope to... that we can get some back, and it's amazing how quickly the body changes, but
yeah,
you can get fitter and faster and still, I think you can still run PBs at all distances if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've let myself off of the marathon thing, but I can't imagine me matching my, I think even at my most ambitious with marathons, I want to be fit enough to get back down under 3.5.
Yeah.
I don't see my PB as a target.
That's fair enough.
It's just.
But your PB for 5K is what?
19:46, but somewhere around 19.75. So within 30 seconds of Saturday.
Yeah. And this is fairly early on in the training cycle for the marathon.
Yeah, that's true.
That's quite heartening. Well, at the very least, you might want to just reframe your relationship with 10Ks and just run a bit faster. And
absolutely.
It's just like,
well, I'm still hardly,
I was really heartened by it. I thought, that's really, that's
I've
fast.
Hardly ever done 10Ks.
Yeah.
You know, with timed 10Ks.
Yeah.
So that's a good, there's also an element of almost the opposite is potentially low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
How well have I performed in the past, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder how people who regularly do parkruns and 10Ks, and I'd like to know their opinion on the relationship between those times and distances. I think I kind of run them the same.
Yeah.
But a 10K is twice as far as a 5K.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is, yes.
It's, I mean, you're the expert here. You do the math.
And what's your best for a 10K?
41:59.
And was that during a marathon or something? You tend to run...
No, it was a 10K. It was a Harrogate 10K.
Right.
And I went and did it specially. I can't remember when in the process it was. I look out for these things.
Yeah.
Just haven't done very many. And the good thing about that PB, as I say, is I mean, I've done the crouch chain one, what, three times?
Yeah.
I've done.
Which is a nasty little course.
Yeah. And I've come quite close to 42 minutes on that.
Yeah.
My fastest
one. Which is good. I mean, it's a brutal, twisty, turny, hilly. It's a bit of a nightmare, really. It's a good community event, but in terms of a PB...
It's not a pacing one.
You want to get on Victoria.
Well,
Park.
And then the Harrogate is a hilly one. It's the town 10K, but it goes up and down hills.
Yeah.
Plus, I didn't have any music on.
Right.
And I do exercise better with music on.
Yeah.
Any kind of exercise. And the last 10K I did, or certainly the last one I did before... For my foot injury, I don't know.
Right.
It was the old Canuck Chase one.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic.
Right.
But it's a trail run, right?
Yes,
but it was a fast trail run.
Right.
So that was about 45.
Yeah.
But it felt superb, you know. So yeah, I've never done a potentially speedy 10K.
We need to get you down.
Need to get one in.
Victoria Park.
Do you know when, is there a run of them or?
I'll have a little look.
Yeah.
But that's 10K paradise.
Yeah.
Loads of long, wide esplanades.
Been spending all my time running in the 10K paradise. Yeah. Tell me why are you overtaking me? Etc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now that sounds great.
But it's funny, this whole going back to the park run, very celebratory day on Saturday.
Yeah.
And here on Wednesday, I've been feeling really rough all week long. And I don't know whether it's overtraining.
Right.
I'm getting a cold.
Right.
Or just pure impact of that one park run.
Right.
We're just hungry all the time. A little bit kind of cold.
What did you do over the weekend? Were you? Have you done anything?
I had a day off on Sunday.
Right.
Then went out for a 7.5 on Monday.
Right, okay.
Did my other exercises and my planking.
Right.
I was going to run a bit more yesterday and I didn't.
Right.
Because I was waiting in for a delivery, but also, you know, my like really bad joints, my knees and hips are really aching and my shoulder. I was kind of hoping I was getting a cold.
Right.
So it's not because I've overtrained. Do you know
just
what I
general,
mean?
Like, yeah.
One way or another, though, it's definitely been a slide back into feeling really rough since the joys of Saturday.
Give your body a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
Just chill out a bit.
Well, it's nice to have this half marathon coming up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm going to have to be really careful to not be tired on the start line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my plan, my hope, is to run 39 miles this week.
Right.
But I'm going to include the half marathon in that, even though it's on Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
And then I'll probably try and do something, maybe do even more next week, but include the half marathon in that as well. So it's a bit of a cheat, but it's a taper.
I think.
You know what I mean?
I think if you're just looking for a solid half, isn't it, as a good training run.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about... You know, whatever you do between then and now, you're just sort of ticking over, and that'll be really valuable to get.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to
30-mile hardish effort. Don't trash yourself, but a hardish one.
No, the opposite. I want to feel fresh enough. I want to feel like I did last week, and not like I do now.
Right.
So when I get there, I set off and feel all jolly and fine, but actually cracking out the 8.5-minute miles.
Yeah.
Fairly
yeah.
effortlessly, you know. I think it's within my power. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it for 13, but I'm sure I can do it for 10.
Yeah.
Because that's the sort of pace I ran my last marathon at, and I've done 7-8 mile runs at that pace recently.
So that'll be your longest run so far in the training.
Yeah, although we did 12, didn't we? So it's not going to be like, whoa, it's long. No. But it's it is going to be long. And then I think if I feel okay, I'll immediately push that up to 15, 16 the following weekend.
Right.
Which will be... So this half marathon is exactly 6 weeks out from London for me.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this, because I was actually talking to someone online about this, Kayla Cohen from Crouch End.
All right.
And she's doing...
Hi, Kayla.
Kayla, hi. She's doing her first marathon, and she was training with a friend who's doing half marathon, and they were looking at distances.
Yeah.
And it was interesting for me. I mean, the two elements here are... I think it's different when you're old and you've done it before.
Yeah.
But also it just made me realise how many miles... It's really nice explaining how many miles I'm planning to do to someone else.
Right.
Because it makes you realise how many there are.
Yeah.
But I would think, you know, I want to be doing... These days I want to do more than one over 20-mile run.
Yes.
But equally, in terms of recovering from those... I would say to someone else to do it a month out, but I might do it even further because I recover slow.
Right.
But then it's different, isn't it? Because we're going to be doing London at a training pace.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I would say 3 weeks out, usually, for most people.
Yeah.
But of course, it's all dependent. A stretch 2 weeks out and then have a proper taper. But if you've missed a big chunk of training, 3 weeks is ideal.
I would certainly do... A big run 2 weeks out, just to show yourself you still can.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
anything. It might be like a 16.
Yeah, 16 would be perfect.
Yeah.
If you can do, sort of anything between 18 and 22, 3 weeks out, and then a 16, 2 weeks out, finishing strong.
Yeah.
And then just start to...
Because that's actually, freakishly, that is part of your taper then, isn't it?
Yes.
If you can run in your front door,
yeah,
have you run 60 miles and think, oh, I could go further.
Yeah.
That's what tapering should feel like. So I think that it's a funny, it's the ultimate kind of balancing act of, I've gone right through the middle of the mud. It's that balancing act of making a plan, but making it fit with your real life.
Yeah.
And I think that actually helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it's really interesting when you're training for a marathon. And sometimes you do, you know, I was planning to run 5 miles yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to be too tired.
Because that's the wrong thing to do. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be ready to make that kind of decision without going, I'm not going to go running because I don't want to.
Just try not to get too neurotic about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to your body. But at the same time, there are days when it's good to run when you're tired.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Because you're just getting used to running when you're tired.
Yeah, I mean...
that's what a lot of it is.
Yeah, and the other element of training is you're never going to feel like you haven't been running. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to... Your whole body should be going, oh, I've been running, I'm going to be running again. You know, it's kind of becomes one long run in the end.
Yes, yeah.
This Dalmatian's dots are fusing together.
Yeah. I'm done with it. I've added a few more dots. I'm hoping in the end to be a black dog. I like the black dogs.
So
your daughter's back then?
Yes.
Right.
Back and on complete... teenage daughter at school form.
Right, okay. Yeah.
She might be listening to this, and she's a big fan of this show, so... Yeah. Hi, gorgeous. Sorry to tell this story, but we fell out yesterday.
Oh, really?
Because she came rushing in, and also, you know, it was a very small row, because it was like a business row anyway, and we both apologised within minutes.
Right.
But she came in, rushing in from school, because she'd... So it was at about this point in the run that I somehow knocked the cable out of my the microphone cable out of my recorder, and thus you can't hear me anymore. And well, you can hear me, but this is what you can hear, Steve. Okay.
So it's not ideal. So although we ran for another hour, and Paul in particular said some wonderful things, we'll cut to the chase now and get to... Oh, before we get to where we got to at the end, I will say that some time has passed, and Mickey D, aforementioned Mickey D, won his challenge and got 7,000 Australian dollars, which was... It was double or quits for his fee for the festival, so it was twice his fee for the comedy festival he'd been doing, and he won in a really exciting finish, only beating the guy who was competing against by about 10 meters. So go Mickey D. Congratulations. Glad I could finish that story for you, dear listener. And we'll be back, both of us at once, next week. But right now, Paul has the... Oh, but before we get to the PBs, I don't know if my arugas are in there. So if you are in these PBs, this is for you. Arugga, Paul.
Thank you for sending us your PBs. Let's have a look. We have Joan Sharda. She ran a 10k PB in 47 minutes and 41 seconds. A PB by 2 minutes. That was at the Murray Lambdon Memorial in Douglas. 10k. Well done, Joan. Carl Shirley, Market Harborough Parkrun. PB by 2 seconds. 2 seconds. 23 minutes and 39. Well run, Carl. It's so hard to beat your PB by that amount, isn't it? That shows he's offering on a tight little margin there. Sue Mooters, a PB by 3 minutes and 15 at the Chichester 10K, 1 hour 32 minutes and 28 seconds. Well done, Sue. Nice run. Will Dupree, a PB by almost 2 minutes in the Brighton Half Marathon, 79 minutes 54 seconds. Well done, Will. Yeah, it's great. That's brilliant. Well done, mate. Well done, Will. And he's talking about how great the spectators were there. Well done, Will. M.R. Michael, nearly 3 minutes off his 10K time, 44 minutes and 12 seconds at the Run Nation 10K. Well done. Well done, MR Michael. James Willis, 10 seconds PB at Grinstead Park Run, 22 minutes and 26 seconds. Well done. Nice. 10 seconds off his PB. Well done, James. Happy birthday to James. Simon Williams, half marathon PB at Hampton Court of 1 hour 44 minutes and 21 seconds. That's 4 minutes of his best time. Well done, Simon. Zimzima. Mark Boosey, Stockport Trail Marathon, half marathon, 1 hour 37 minutes and 36 seconds. Well done, Mark. Great run and nice photos with it. Thank you very much for that. Thus endeth the PBs for this week. Thank you.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.